Introduction 2. I first met Nikki Sixx on Valentine's Day 1986. Motley Crue flew into London on the Theatre of Pain tour. I was writing for now-defunct British music magazine Melody Maker, and we exchanged a few sweet nothings in an interview. Nikki wasn't making too much sense. I went away thinking, that guy is wasted. By the end of the night, he'd OD'd and been dumped into rubbish bin, and that was when he really started going downhill. Nearly 20 years later, Nikki asked me to work with him on The Heroin Diaries, and I got greater insight into the abject mess that he called his life back then. When Nikki first started showing me his remaining journal scribblings and scraps of paper from back then, I was horrified, and I could not believe he was still alive. Some pages of Nikki's diary were intact, many were not, but by scouring his memory and researching old notes and documents, we were able to fill in the black holes and piece together the story of a man who, at the beating heart of an over-the-top rock band, was profoundly falling apart at the seams. Nikki asked me to get the other sides of the horror story, so I sought out the people whose lives he was terrorizing back then, the Motley band members who tolerated and or feared him, the lovers who were sucked into his daily insanity, the estranged mother who longed to be close to him. Unsurprisingly, they had some pretty shitty things to say about the out-of-control junkie they knew back then, but Nikki wanted all the insults and the atrocities itemized in this book. I can think of no other rock star of his stature who would be so honest or so courageous. The Heroin Diaries is not easy reading. It is a book that you will never forget. Ian Gittins, December 2006.